Clarion Books and Harper Audio present Wand by Landra Jennings, performed by Caitlin Kelly. For John, Thomas, and Will. Chapter 1. Something watched from the kitchen window. Mira noticed it peering in as she gathered the ingredients for the pancakes. The others didn't seem to notice. 10-year-old Sarah waltzed around in her pajamas and a pair of yellow sunglasses, missing the lenses. Sarah's 4-year-old little sister, Beans, sat kicking the table, fully decked out in green knee socks and the pink princess dress she'd been wearing for a week. Val was on the phone, leafing through mail and doing a lot of sighing. It was a bird with golden feathers and a pointed bill, perched in the mulberry tree outside. Mira felt it stare whenever she passed the window. She'd never seen a bird like that before. Val put a hand over the phone. "Thanks so much for cooking again, Mira." Mira gave a little jump and nodded. It was impressive, she knew, being in charge of the pancakes when she was only 11. Val didn't say anything more to Mira. She went back to her conversation, holding the phone between her chin and shoulder while she pulled her long blonde hair into its typical ponytail. She wore her Shampooch Palace t-shirt. She'd be leaving for work soon.
"I want honey on mine," Bean said, adjusting the headband of silver stars that was nestled in her curls. "Pixies love you if you smell like honey."
Mira blinked, forgetting about the bird for a moment.
"There's no such thing as pixies. And you love chocolate chips, remember? Chocolate chips are our special Saturday morning tradition." "Our charming tradition," Sarah interjected chirpily. Her cheerfulness had a forced note, as it often did.
She wielded an imaginary sword, miming a poke at Val, who waved her away.
"Tradition is dumb."
Beans's R's often sounded like W's, especially if she was upset. Tradition.
"Would you like to help me with the pancakes?" Mira said.
Beans came alert and hopped down to shove her chair over to the counter. The chair leg scraped loudly against the floor tile. A flash of gold in the window, the rushing of wings, the bird leaving. Maybe the noise had startled it. Mira felt an unexplainable relief. She steadied the chair while Beans climbed up to stand on the seat. Beans was such a small girl, with short, delicate limbs, like her mom and sister. She insisted she didn't need any help now that she was 4, but she weighed almost nothing. If she fell, Mira could easily catch her. Beans took an egg in her small fingers, cracked it against the side of the bowl, then proceeded to dump the yolk, the whites, and most of the shell inside. Mira wanted to roll her eyes, but Beans would have noticed.
"Excellent work," Mira said, and fished out the shell bits with a spoon.
She guided Beans in using the nonstick spray can. Beans coated the griddle as well as a generous portion of the wall behind the stove. Mira sponged off the wall, glanced at Val to see if she was admiring how helpful Mira was being. Val wasn't. Then poured dollops of batter onto the griddle. She showed Beans how to wait for the tops to bubble, how to use the turner. The scent of melting chocolate filled the air. Val went into the family room next to the kitchen and began whispering into the phone. "What was it about whispering that caused you to listen harder?" Mira caught a few words like expensive and extra hours, and her stomach twisted. Val had taken Mira to It's Fashion last week because she was outgrowing all of her clothes. Mira's heart had dropped at the total on the register, and she didn't mention she needed new shoes, too. The only shoes that still fit her were flip-flops. Was Val talking about how much the clothes had cost? Mira and Beans finished making the pancakes, and Val appeared in the kitchen doorway. "Can you watch the girls tomorrow afternoon, Mira? At the library? I'm going to help Abby." Abby owned a cleaning service. If she had an apartment move in or move out on a day when Shampooch Palace was closed, she often asked Val for help. Again? Mira thought. But she turned her lips up into a quick smile and nodded before nibbling at her breakfast. She focused on the warmth of the pancake on her tongue, along with the sweetness of the syrup, trying to bring back that special Saturday morning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?